Welcome to the Pod Crash. I'm here with Zach.
He's a showman. I heard he's a Jewish kid with soul.
Epic stadium bands that is going to put on one of those festival type shows.
JCL, there's Fun Fun Fun.
Mile High.
Outside Land.
Jazz Fest. That you're going to remember for a long time.
The Coachella. We just wrapped up a night of seeing Jay-Z and then Crooked Vultures and LCD Sound System and She and Him and Yaysayer, and we're ready to talk about it.
And finally I heard it, and it was big.
You know me, I'll be booping.
It's a little more funny.
See a couple songs up close and then go like, whoa!
I listen to a lot of bands with stupid-ass lyrics like Fish and I'm Frisbee McGee.
I'm Zach T. Bloom with Andy Shore, and together we are the Festival Crashers.
Hey everybody, it's 2 for Tuesday, Pod Crash Day. We've got Andy going to tell us about one of his all-time favorite shows that he saw this weekend, Prince, at the Forum in L.A., and we're also going to be previewing Free Press Summerfest coming out this weekend. But Andy, tell us about Prince. Wow, it was one of the best shows ever.
Ever. I mean, he's amazing. There's a reason he's who he is, and everybody loves him. It was really crazy to be there. It was cool to see a show in the Forum. I mean, that's definitely a historic building in its own right, but he's nuts. I mean, the stage is unlike any other stage. I imagine it's like the U2 360 stage, but it's like right in the middle of the venue. There's no like front, back, or side. He's all over the place, and he's just a crazy little pixie man. A lot of purple. Not as much as I thought there would be. He didn't wear any purple at all throughout the entire show, but he did wear gold heels the entire show.
Wow.
And could dance in them more impressively than you've ever seen any girl dance in heels.
Aside from Grace Potter.
More than Grace Potter.
Wow, that's saying something. So, what hit you most? Was it the set list, his banter? What was the best thing about him?
Just the presence he has. I mean, like, you know, we've seen Foo Fighters and talked about how Dave Grohl can control 70,000 people with a flip of his hair. Prince does it with his hips. I mean, like, he's moving at all times, like, in perfect rhythm with everything going on stage, and it's just, like, he controls, you know, it was 17,000 people sold out, and he had full control of every single person in there, you know, doing whatever he wanted at any point in time, and his band's amazing. There's some of the best musicians I've ever seen. It's funky, it's soulful, it's rock. I mean, that's so cool about Prince is that, like, he's really got a little bit of everything in there, that everything that we love.
And I saw that he came out swinging. He didn't, you know, he hit you right away with a big montage of When Doves Cry, Nasty Girl, Sign of the Times, Hot Thing, Party All the Time. Most Beautiful Girl in the World, Darling Nikki, I'm the Ladies Forever, My Life. It's all it was this track one. I mean, how did he pull that off?
It was a medley. It was really funny. He came out, and like I was like, he's opening with Doves Cry? That's fucking amazing. But then, like, that stopped, and, you know, Nasty Girl, Darling Nikki, Party All the Time. And then, like, on the side of the stage, he walks up to a piano he had out there and busts out Single Ladies. And it was just hilarious. And he just stands there at the end of it, look like, in the mic, and looks out at the crowd. He's just like, I have too many hits. It was really funny. I mean, that's maybe my favorite banter of the night.
You're talking about the Beyonce Single Ladies. There's no.
I am talking about the Beyonce Single Ladies.
He has too many hits and he decides to do Beyonce. I love it.
He was awesome. He was on keys for it. It was great.
So what was the breakdown of how much was he on keys? How much was him playing guitar? How much was just him singing with no instrument?
Majority was on guitar. I mean, he didn't play guitar through every song. When he's done playing guitar on stage, he literally hurls it off the stage to his tech. Just throws it off and goes back into dance party mode. Like, there's a Prince dance party on every single song he plays, and it's awesome.
were the tech guys catching the guitars?
Every time. Catching them and tossing them back up to him, and like he was like you, it was like so fluid when he had a guitar and when he didn't. That, like, you didn't even notice all the time. It was just like so orchestrated. You know, like when we saw David Byrne, like the choreographed dance and band and everything. It was that meticulous in its presentation.
That's awesome. I do have a question then. Okay. Since Prince lent his house out to Carlos Boozer, and he seems to be really good at passing guitars, is Prince a better interior passer than Carlos Boozer?
Yes. I say yes.
I believe it. I mean,
only because Noah is the best interior passer on the Bulls anyways.
This is true. So, let's see. What were some of the musical highlights, would you say? I mean, guitar, any particular guitar solos? Or and how'd you feel?
I think the musical, the single best musical highlight is, like, Purple Rain was kind of the first encore. Like, he left the stage and the band left the stage, but they came back out pretty quickly, and it was awesome. They played, you know, you recognize Purple Rain right off the start, but as soon as he hit the first note of the guitar solo, the whole place just exploded in confetti. And it was just, like, perfectly timed and such a great moment. Like, you know he's going to play Purple Rain, and you're waiting for it the whole show, and comes out for the first encore. The whole place just blows up with confetti on the guitar solo. That was definitely my favorite. But Kiss was my favorite song of the night. I mean, that's probably my favorite Prince song. So seeing him do that live was awesome.
And didn't you also hear that song earlier in the day at the grocery store?
I did. I made a new exception for the 24-hour rule. Whenever you're grocery shopping and Prince comes on, it can't ever be a bad thing.
Yeah. I don't know what was forced on me today. When I was at the grocery store, I was too frantic. Because after I was in the checkout line, Memorial Day lines too, it was a bitch.
Yeah, I was impressed with the Whole Foods music selection.
Yeah, they're good usually.
It was.
Good. So I know you're not a huge Mary J. Blige fan. Am I mistaken?
No, she is one of my least favorite performers. But I was pleasantly surprised by Mary J. She really didn't. I don't know if it's when you see it live, it's not as noticeable, but she was one of the more gracious performers I've ever seen. She realized how big of a deal it is to share a stage with Prince and knew who everyone was there to see and made sure, you know, she paid homage. And he came out and did an awesome, like, he was dueling his guitar while she was singing, and that was really cool. I mean, she has a good voice. I just don't like the way she sings because she milks so many notes. But I guess maybe it feels better when you're there live. It feels more normal, or I don't know what. But she wasn't as obnoxious as I thought she was going to be. And she's got a ton of hits. So, I mean, I guess I'm not a Mary J. fan now, but I'm not a hater as much as I was.
Right. How was the... I'm glad to hear she's better live. It does annoy me when she milks those notes, but...
Yeah.
Usually when people are deferring to someone else, they can really step their game up. Uh-huh. Like the one time Kanye decided to do that, he was the best he ever was when he didn't decide to make it all about him. So that's nice.
And I mean, like on the Jay-Z Unplugged, The Heart of the City, Mary J is awesome on that, but that's because you don't milk notes when you're on stage with Jay-Z.
Don't waste a second on stage.
But it was good. I mean, in a bunch of songs, like at least, you know, like 5-6 songs, Maceo Parker was out on saxophone for... which was real, real cool. He's an amazing, amazing saxophone player. I've seen him. I saw him the first Dave show I ever saw. He played with Dave, which was cool. But
Dave's had a lot of sax players then, huh?
Well, no, it was. He was like, he guested with.
With
whatever his name. Leroy. It was hard to forget what his name
was. So I saw two pretty awesome cover songs near the end of the set. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough and Play That Funky Music. Can you tell us about those ones?
Yeah, Play That Funky Music. I mean, that's something you recognize right from the first riff. And I was just like, no way is he going to play this whole thing. And he really did. And there was I don't think there was a single person in the venue not singing along to that. And I mean, like, Matt turns and goes, is this a Prince song?
At least he knew it wasn't.
I was like, no, dude, that is a cover. And I was really surprised that they went into as much as Don't Stop Till You Get Enough as they did. Like, you know, that's another one that's really familiar when you hear it from the start. But he's got at least three female backup singers on stage with him at all times, and it's awesome because, you know, he's got that logo. It's the circle, and then there's three points, and he had one, like, out at each point some of the times. Some of the times they were together, and they did, like, a lot of the beginning of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and it was good. It was real good. It was awesome. I mean, there's things.
MJ impression voice?
He does. It was good. His falsetto is amazing.
Does he try to do any like MJ moves, like the finger snap?
He was moonwalking throughout a little bit. You know, some of the times when like the lights were really low, he was still busting moves, and you can see him moonwalking around. But I mean, he doesn't ever. Huh? I don't know. I really don't know. I imagine they should be.
You'd think so, right? But I never saw him on any tribute things. They're such oddball characters who are like larger than life in that time period.
Yeah. With like a little bit of soul and some funky stuff. I don't know.
Those two should have been boys. What happened there?
Maybe they were.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I don't know. I don't know that Prince has friends. Yeah, can you imagine anyone getting along with him? He's like the most ridiculous human being alive.
He's pretty ridiculous.
But seeing him is awesome. I mean, like I said, you know, in terms of performers and frontman, like, I guess I'd still put Mick Jagger ahead of him, who mm-hmm. I've seen live, but I don't know. He's definitely better than Steven Tyler. He's better than Michael Stipe. He's better than Dave Grohl. There's
Paul McCartney?
He's not better than Paul McCartney.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anybody is better. I mean, Paul McCartney is still the best concert I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This maybe make it into the top five. Probably. I can't think of, you know, three other bands I'd put ahead of it.
Well, so you're just saying maybe two or three or four?
Maybe two or three. Paul is definitely one. I think the Fish Exile on Main Street set.
Yeah, you said Festival 8
was mm-hmm. two. I think that was two. Rush is in there.
Yeah, I remember you saying you had Rush was the favorite at one point.
Rush, but yeah, but that was before I'd seen Paul and Fish.
Right.
Rush would be there, but this I think I would put ahead of Rush.
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters are in there. That show was amazing. I don't know. I don't know what else I'd put in there. What have we seen that was really good that you could put up there?
I would see. I'd have like Radiohead up there. I'd have Neil Young, but you weren't with me for the Neil Young. But
no,
you've seen
but
him
I've
before.
Seen Neil Young twice. The CSNY show I might have in there mm-hmm. when I saw it was their first touring all together again way back when, and that was really good. But I also saw him at the Radio City Music Hall, and that was an amazing show.
Right. I still have Rage Against the Machine and Daft Punk way up there.
Yeah, I haven't seen Daft Punk, but that Rage show was amazing. But I don't think it'd be my top five.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think I have Fish at Bonnaroo way up there.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I'm hoping Fish at the Hollywood Bowl is going to be
saw,
up there. Show
we saw was. Huh?
I'm seeing Fish at the Hollywood Bowl the day after Lala. So that I'm hoping that makes it into that list. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know. Prince's top five. Because I can't think of anything else.
Sure. No, I think you'll stand by that being top three or four. How was Matt to hang out with?
He complained most of the concert. Like, I was surprised when we got back to the car and he said he really liked the concert because he looked like he was having the worst time of anybody ever.
Ugh.
It was...
That's annoying.
It was, But there was a lot of cougars around having a good time.
Yeah, I was going to ask if anyone got pregnant around you guys.
I don't know. It's possible.
We won't know for a couple months, right?
Yeah, there's lots of cougars abound. It was really funny. We were having a sandwich in the car before we went in, and we looked to our left, and there was two cougars in the Porsche next to us also having a sandwich.
I was just like... Sandwiches.
Rolling dirty in the Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday,
would you a cougar?
Huh?
When you
ride absolutely.
Absolutely,
absolutely. But yesterday, and I'm waking up and recovering from Prince. I turned on, flipped open my computer and watched the Huey Lewis and the Rumors set.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was Huey with Umphreys as his backing band, basically, and there was a horn section and backup singers and. It was really fun. Umphreys started on their own and did All in Time and then played two new songs, mm-hmm. one with the backup singers. And then Huey came out and they busted into Up on Cripple Creek. They did Heart and Soul. They did The Wait, Women, Wine, and Song, which Huey recorded with them on their album. They did Respect Yourself, which is a Staples Singers song, but you would know it if you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Working for a Living's more Huey. And they did Party and Peeps, and it was awesome. I mean, Huey's the man. He really is, and seeing him with a band that tight and that good behind him, it's cool, you know? It's the Umphreys with the talented vocalist they never had.
Yeah, they never had it.
So it's awesome when you get to see that. I mean,
Umphreys will never have a phase where they just get an awesome vocalist and
they'll never get a new singer over the guys they have. Yeah. I don't see. I think they'll do like one-off shows like this sometimes. I can see. I mean, they've done stuff like last year at summer camp. They played with a bunch of the guys from Easy Star All Stars, and they did the entirety of Dub Side of the Moon.
Sure.
I mean, like summer camp is basically a festival now, huh?
Was that Brain Damaged Eggman? And I mean, I know they've had a bunch of different like little side projects.
Well, yeah, they've had side projects, but No, it wasn't Brain Damage Eggman for last year, but they haven't done that one in a while. That's with the guys from Disco Biscuits. Right. Or maybe the New Deal. That might be the one. They also had, oh, the Omega Moves is the one with the New Deal. And that's when they play, like, only 80s covers, like Green Eyed Lady and ridiculous shit like that. But that's super unsy, too. It's a lot of trance. But it was good. It was fun. I saw maybe a couple other minutes of some of their other sets, but Summer Camp is basically their festival now, which is really cool. Sure. Especially because Mo really wasn't doing much this year.
Right. Good times. So I'm sad we're not there. We have some friends there.
Yeah, but you got a fest coming up. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I'm just going over some of those smaller bands now, but Free Press Summerfest, 2 days in Houston. They've got Ween and Weezer headlining each night. They've got Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and our friends Little Low, but also some more big names like Yaysayer and Cut Copy and all kinds of good stuff.
That sounds awesome.
So, yeah. So we're going out there, driving up Saturday, getting a hotel Saturday night, going back Sunday. Should be a good time. I'll have a preview for that up, another preview podcast up tomorrow as well on Tuesday, and then another couple preview articles the rest of the week. So look out for those. And I'm seeing Peter Bjorn and John on Wednesday night.
Oh, sweet. They were just here, I think.
Really? You missed a good show if you didn't go. Yeah, the new album's one, like my top two or three favorite for the year so far. So
really? I haven't listened to it yet. I'll have to check it out.
Really, really good.
I don't know what I've been listening to a lot lately, but I've been stuck on something. I'm just blanking on what. I'm looking. looking so I don't leave you all hanging. It was the...
Drum roll, please.
Oh, Danger Mouse and Daniel Loopy.
Oh, yeah, Rome.
Rome is so good.
Yeah, I listened to that yesterday. Isn't it really
amazing?
Good, isn't it? I love
all of it. I really like the stuff with Norah Jones and the stuff with Jack.
Yeah.
It's all good. And it's like musically really nice to listen to.
It's very layered and it feels smooth.
You know what I really didn't like that I wanted to like? The Mayor Hawthorne Chromeo cover on that new EP.
Yeah.
It is terrible.
That whole EP I had to listen to once and I was like, I'm kind of done with this one.
Yeah, it was, do your own stuff. Do you, Mayor, because that's what we like. The covers weren't doing it for me.
No, didn't do it.
Not at all. I was sad about that.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Big Boy at Free Press?
Oh, how did I leave that one off? Yeah, Big Boy and Bun B. There's a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, I've never seen Big Boy, and I really
haven't. And he's come through a bunch of times, and everyone says it's great. He does a good mix of Outkast and his solo stuff, and it'll be real fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, that whole day on the main stage is crazy.
Yeah, I barely have to leave the main stage at all, is what I'm realizing. But
yeah, that's good.
That's okay by me. I think that'll wrap it up for the pod crash today. But check out the Free Press one, and we'll see you this weekend if you're in Houston.
Later.